Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I made it back just in time. I got my chat room open and everything today. Hopefully everything will work out the way that it's supposed to and all that happy stuff. And we're glad that you are here at the crossroads of policy and politics and the Constitution. We lurk in the shadows of liberalism to expose the lies and distortions of the truth so that we can report them to the American people so they can have an informed idea on what is really going on. And now, on to today's show. On May the 4th of 1970, the year that I was graduating from high school, members of the Ohio National Guard descended on the campus of Kent State University to quash an anti-war protest. During the protest, soldiers opened fire on an unarmed group of students, firing 67 rounds in 13 seconds, killing four and injuring nine others. To this date, not a single person has been held accountable, and the government still refuses to admit that it participated in the murder of its own students, their own citizens. As the Free Thought Project reported in 2016, Kent State is the one school shooting that the U.S. government wants you to forget. And sadly, for the most part, we have. It has been 48 years since that day, and there has been yet to be a credible and impartial investigation into the massacre. Also, no one group or individual has faced a single consequence for opening fire on innocent students and killing them. Although eight of the National Guardsmen who opened fire that day were indicted by a grand jury, all of their charges were eventually dismissed. The families of the victims were given $15,000, a statement of regret, and essentially told to get on with their lives. For decades after the killings, the U.S. government did their best to cover up the shooting, as an in-depth explanation from Counterpunch points out, quote, the U.S. government took complete control of the narrative in the press and ensuing lawsuits. Now, does that kind of sound familiar here? Over the next 10 years, authorities claimed there had not been a command to fire at Kent State, and that ONG had been under attack, that it was their gunfire that had been prompted by the sound of sniper fire, instead of investigating Kent State. The American leadership obstructed justice, obscured accountability, tampered with evidence, and buried the truth. The result of these efforts has been a very complicated government cover-up that has remained intact for more than 40 years. Not until 2010, after undeniable forensic evidence was dug up by an independent private researcher, did the real truth of that day begin to surface. Ariel Krauss and Emily Kunstler founded the Kent State Truth Tribunal, or KSTT, which helped to expose the sheer lies fed to the American public about what really happened on that fateful day. In spite of this overwhelming and undisputable evidence, in 2012, the U.S. government once again refused to open the case. However, the truth still came out. A crucial piece of conspiracy was apparently uncovered in 2010 that played a pivotal role in exposing the crimes of the U.S. government. Audio recordings were analyzed and subsequently found to record the guardsmen being given orders to murder the protesters. The Cleveland Plain Dealer reported this revelation in 2010. Guard, says the male voice on the recording, which two forensic audio experts enhanced and evaluated at the request of the Plain Dealer. Several seconds passed, then, all right, prepare to fire. Get down, someone shouts urgently, presumably from the crowd. Finally, guard, followed by 2 seconds later by a long, booming volley of gunshots. The entire spoken sequence lasts 17 seconds. According to the reports, the review was done by Stuart Allen and Tom Owen, two nationally respected forensic audio experts with decades of experience working with government and law enforcement agencies and private clients to decipher recorded information. Despite the troops' claims of protesters throwing rocks at them, the shots were fired from 60 feet away. What's more, as Allen and Owen point out, there is no audio indicating that the troops who opened fire were getting hit with rocks. There is undeniable evidence, however, that the U.S. government killed innocent civilians for protesting war, and yet still no one has been held accountable, and the government refuses to acknowledge it. As Krauss explains, Kent State remains a glaring example of government impunity. It sends a message that protesters can be killed by the state for expressing their political beliefs. This lack of accountability and hostility towards peaceful expression flies in the face of not only our Constitution, but also our international human rights commitments. Indeed, the idea that one's government can kill them for peaceful protesting is chilling, which is why the establishment wants you to forget all about it, which is why the government still gets away with things that they are now, like the murder of the four Americans in Benghazi, where Hillary and Obama were culpable for, yet they get away with it with a "what difference at this point does it make?" statement that still stands. It is also a big question, big reason why the shakeup of Washington with Trump's election has gotten so many feathers ruffled. They can see their carefully laid plans of being above the law coming to an end. Chance of the whole world watching came then are still going, because the whole world is watching to see what we are doing with Washington and the corruption there. We are headed in the right direction, electing a man who is not a Washington insider. We can't stop now. You are listening to New Wise Conservatism Radio through Conservative Nation Media, and we will be back in a moment. So stay tuned.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
I guess I didn't play that. Just a second here. Let me get this
started. Roger that. News sources that there is serious talk of Antifa having a nationwide protest slash riot. I think it was like November 4th or 3rd.
That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the Doctor of this Republic. showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
You're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay. That was kind of a screw up right at the beginning of the show, and that was awesome. Welcome back, my friends. And the call in number here on the NWCR show is 646-478-5284. If you want to talk, let it be known this show is not about being politically correct. It is about correcting political talk and exposing the lies of the left and even those of the right. Rule for radicals. There are no rules. The just ends. And that was this article that I am about to read you was written by Colonel Alan West. This week in Dallas, the 147th NRA National Rifle Association of America annual meeting and convention will happen. Of course, everyone is primed for protests and other stupid actions. Thinking about what could happen this week caused me to stop and ponder about all that is happening at this moment in America. And then I read an article by a highly intellectual, astute Dennis Prager. His article entitled Fear of the Left, the most powerful force in America today. Reading it, I became incensed and a searing anger rose within me because of what Mr. Prager presented. He wrote, "The dominant force in America and many other Western countries today is a fear of the left. This is a result of the fact that the most dynamic religion of the past 100 years has been neither Christianity nor Islam. It has been leftism. Whoever does not recognize this does not understand the contemporary world. Leftism, in its incarnation, such as Marxism, communism, and socialism, expressed through egalitarianism, environmentism, and feminism, in its degradation of capitalism and Western civilization, especially America and Israel, in its supplanting of Christianity and Judaism, through its influence on Christianity and Judaism, in its celebration of race and its replacing of reason with romanticism, has almost completely taken over the news and entertainment media and institutions of education. There is largely, though not entirely, nonviolent reign of ideological terror in America in almost every area of life. People fear antagonizing the left." This was written by a man who is facing leftist censorship at his PragerU videos on YouTube. I have addressed the methods of the left often: coercion, intimidation, mandating, deceit, lies, and yes, even violence. Years ago, the father of the radical left, Saul Alinsky from Chicago, wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And if you have not read this literary piece, you have no clue to the level of derangement the left will endeavor. And hello, Flycatch, glad to see you are here today. And you are right. For the most part, our news media is composed of boys and girls. Men and women are absent, and that is why they appeal to the youth of America, especially ones like little hoglet down in Florida. But going on, so what we must learn from this is the only rule for radical left in America is that there are no rules for them, just their desired goals. As the saying goes, the end justifies the means, and the means for the progressive socialist left have no boundaries or restrictions while they place all the restrictions on law-abiding citizens and Americans. Take, for example, a recent White House correspondence dinner and the routine of Michelle Wolf. The left has rallied around her, and she has stated in an interview with NPR that she has no regrets about her comments. She should have. As a matter of fact, the left has declared that because of Donald Trump, this is all fair game. We shared with you the absolutely disturbing account of the young Stoneman Douglas High School student, Kyle Kassav, who was called into the principal's office and interrogated by Broward County Sheriff's deputies, three of them, just because he went to a firing range with his dad and posted a video of it on Twitter. When did that become a crime? Why else would these three law enforcement officers confront Kyle to go to a firing range as a law-abiding American citizen? Think about the lies spread by Montana Democrat Senator John Tester referencing President Donald Trump's nominee and head up the Veterans Administration, Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Senator Tester went on liberal progressive media outlets to present his unsubstantiated allegations against an honorable man, the White House physician to three presidents. His lies and leftist media wolfpack forced Admiral Jackson to withdraw his name from consideration. As stated, the ends justify the despicable means of the left. So what are the consequences? As Mr. Prager brings out in his piece, are we just to cower into the corner in a fetal position in the fear of the left? That is what the left wants you to know, and for the most part, they have gotten. But here is another example of the real threat that we face from the left, and this one hits close to home. It is becoming more and more common for leftist mobs to gather in front of conservatives' homes, scream epithets at the conservatives' family members, and vandalize the home. Just last week, the Associated Press reported protesters are targeting the Northern Virginia home of National Rifle Association's top lobbyist, Chris Cox, as well as his wife's nearby decorating business. Libby Locks, a lawyer, for the Cox family, said the vandalism included spraying fake blood and defacing the home with stickers. Colonel West is on the board of National Rifle Association, and he knows Chris Cox and his wife, and yes, he is a loving family man. To have these radical leftists believe they are so empowered as to assault the property, the home of law-abiding Americans, is despicable. Yet it happens all the time. I have friends, one who had their home vandalized to the point where the family members were in harm's way, and the outspoken conservative commentator gave up, only to get started again when his wife told him not to give up. That is what the left wants. Ask yourselves, what have you ever heard of any? Have you ever heard of any conservative pro-life organization attacking the home of Cecile Richards, former president of Planned Parenthood? Honestly, who has blood on their hands? Oh, I forgot. Killing, dismembering, and selling body parts of innocent unborn children is acceptable for the radical, progressive, socialist left. Heck, the comedian at the White House's correspondence dinner thought it was so cool she joked about it. The belief in traditional marriage is condemned by the radical left. The beliefs in two genders, a man and a woman, is met with angst and anger. Even now at the University of Texas, Austin, they hold a belief that masculinity is associated with mental disease. Now, how did we get to this point in our America? Next week, the commentator, Prager, will travel to Chicago to deliver a speech at Northwestern University. What will meet him there? Again, Mr. Prager again. Left-wing student mobs routinely take over offices of university deans, professors, and even presidents. A few non-left-wing professors on any campus understand their lives will be made miserable if they speak out. the widely reported case of liberal biology professor Brent Weinstein at Evergreen State College in Washington is directly on point. In May 2017, Professor Weinstein was surrounded by about 50 left-wing students who screamed curses at him outside his classroom for refusing to participate in an event in which white people were asked to leave the campus for a day. On May 24th, 2017, Weinstein retweeted, "The police told me I am not safe on campus. They cannot protect me." Within a few months, left-wing students and left-wing Evergreen administration made life so miserable for the lifelong liberal professor, he left the university. See, even liberals are not safe when they go against what the left wants. Our college and university campuses have become petri dish experiments for the development of the next generation of leftist radicals. They refuse to allow the free exchange of opposing thought, perspectives, and ideas. And they support the MSN. They would be no more if without the support of the MSN, as Flycatch in the chat room says, they would be no more than dust to the wind, which is absolutely the truth. Them refusing to allow the free exchange of opposing thought, perspectives, and ideas. In addition to doing so, they respond to shouting, denigrating monikers, and disparaging vitriol. They claim to need their safe spaces, which is nothing more than a passive means of censorship. And if that doesn't work, black-clad henchmen called Antifa are summoned to enact violence and destruction of property. The ideology of the left cannot survive the full transparency of intellectual debate. It is a philosophy of thuggery that can only advance itself by way of, yes, coercion, intimidation, and violence. Leftism only survives when it silences other thought. Isn't that fascism? So what are we to do? Fear the left? I say no. Matter of fact, I must disagree with Mr. Prager's title, because the most powerful force in America has been, is, and always shall be the indomitable individual will, the spirit that yearns for liberty. It is that spirit that enables this great nation to take on the greatest power known to man at the time, the British Empire. What our success in America from 1775 to 1783 tells us is freedom and liberty will always triumph over tyranny. The left is all about tyranny, and their only rule is that they seek to rule. They want us disarmed in order to ensure that they can instill fear, and it is why the Founding Fathers knew the importance of the Second Amendment as a means to safeguard our First Amendment. I will not fear the radical progressive socialist left, and neither should any of you. I will not be relegated into irrelevancy and silence. I will not go around whispering about what I believe. It is time that we stand up to the bullies, and yes, that is what the leftists are, pure and simple. The left renders those who disagree with them as Nazis, racists, and other demeaning terms. However, a study of history will reveal that it's a progressive socialist left in America that has more in common with those ideologies, which is a good reason that they are dumbing down the education system of this nation and have been for a long time. And that's what Flycat just said in the chat rooms. We got this way because of our educational system. Our public schools have become Marxist indoctrination centers. Look no farther than those who teach our children. This same problem persists in our governmental institutions as well. And that is exactly it. Funny. The radical Islamists hold the belief of convert, subjugate, or die. Maybe that's why the progressive socialist elitists are running around defaming statues just like the Taliban and the Islamic State. At their core, there is very little difference. One wants ideological domination, the other wants religious domination. Bottom line, they both want to dominate. To that I say, not on my watch. Not as long as I have this microphone with the ability to get out to anyone who wants to know the truth. Not as long as I have my First and Second Amendment rights will that happen here. Now, do you all see the battle that has been waged against America? We are watching the left wage a war on all of us. The left thinks that we're all too stupid to do anything to save America. Only they can save America. That is a laugh because they've been trying to destroy America for a long, long time now. And I think anyone who has watched the news and then actually taken a little bit of time to research what has gone on and what has happened, if they do that, they find out really fast that the media, the leftist, socialist, communistic, fascists in this country, all they want to do is rule over all of us. They think we're too dumb to know it. And sadly, a lot of people just don't care. That is why having shows like this one and shows like the constitutional show that my friend Douglas B. Gibbs in California does, and his political pistachio blog and my wise conservatism blog, makes them so important to this country. And everyone who comes to this show or everyone who does things to make sure that the patriots in all of us stand true and stand strong for America, stay standing strong for America. The Saul Alinskys of the left don't really care. All they want to do is destroy this country. And as long as they have the ability to destroy this country, they will continue doing just that. And I scheduled myself a half-hour show today because I am trying to figure out if my signal is getting out good or not. A few weeks ago, I was not able to do a good show and had to end it early. And Flycatch says another one in the chat room. It says, the truth will set you free. However, too many are uncomfortable with enslavement. Too many are comfortable with enslavement. I read that wrong. And that's where the problem lies here, folks. Too many are comfortable with that. And the reason why they are comfortable with that is because they think the government is going to give them everything that they need or want in life. The problem with that kind of thinking, though, folks, is that the government can't give you anything in life or give you anything that you want until they take it from us first. And that is where the leftist socialist people have got it completely wrong, because the money has to come from us first or the government doesn't have any to give. And we will be right back after these messages.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Peekaboo. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Are you one of those people that the left likes to label as a dumb hayseed hick who believes in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and freedom? Do you value your guns? Are you a traditional American patriot who is not afraid to voice your support for America? Do you wish that you had a way to get that patriotic message out? Do you dream of the day you can? Well, that day is at hand because Conservative Nation Media is looking for just such a person. Be a radio host for your very own patriotic venue to get your voice out on CNM. Choose your day and time, and presto, the left will go crazy because more of the truth they want hidden will get out. So do your part. Email us at conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com to get started informing patriots like you who want their government to know that we know what is going on. That's conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com. Then you can let the world know we will not be ruled. Started to get my health back, my all my PSAs and advertisements and things like that. Found a couple of new ones that I had used to have, and I am in the process of getting my intro re-recorded. I've got several people who I want to do it. I've sent a message to Kathy Hinners to have the first one recorded from her, and Douglas B. Gibbs down in California, he said he would do the second hour, so hopefully soon I'll have that all ready to go and I can start doing my two-hour show again and start actively trying to get Conservative Nation Media back on the map. We've actually really have come back quite a bit since I started this back up, even though I've missed a couple of weeks here over the past month. I have gone into the revenue sharing plan for this for Conservative Nation Media and found out it's actually still going. And it's starting to pick up now that I'm doing shows again. And hopefully if I can get some more shows, we've got the possibility of one of the shows that used to be with us coming back right at the moment. So hopefully we've got something coming back, and I've got a couple of other people who have said they are interested. If they can get themselves a show going, they will be showing up too. So before long, we might be having several shows a week, which would be cool. I'd like to get it back to having one a night, like Conservative Nation Media used to have. Flycatch asked me, have I listened to NSM on BTR? No, I haven't. I have been pretty busy lately. I haven't been able to listen to hardly anything. I look that up and find out about it. That would be a good one to look at. Thank you for bringing that up. I will keep that in mind. I just wrote that down because once I shut the chat room off, everything that is said in there is gone, and I can't get it back. So I wrote that down, Flycatch, and I will check that out. I will listen to it and see what kind of show, how that one is. I take any suggestions to listen to, and you were saying that you were in California, that my friend that I keep commenting about, the one that is going to do my second hour intro, he is in California. He lives in Murrieta, and he was actually the one that broke the story about that busload of immigrants that they were illegals that they were bringing in. They came in through Murrieta, and he was actually there and broke that story. So that was his moment of fame, I guess, if you want to put it that way. I tried to download a file for one of my bumpers for Naughty Naughty for John Parr, but it's still, for some reason, still uploading, and I'm not sure why it hasn't completely come in, but thankfully I had a few others there that are working fine on that one. And we've been watching the news and what is going on right now. I found an article from Geller Report that happened on May 5th, and it was written by Pamela Geller, and the headline on it was Massachusetts Muslima on bus slashes two passengers' throats, prays to Allah when questioned by cops. And she starts the article by saying, from Hague to London, Massachusetts, knife jihad is raging today. And she got this from Jihad Watch. Brietta Brown sounds as if she could be legitimately mentally ill, unless she was practicing a bit of old war is deceit game, which probably is happening. But in any case, apparently somewhere along the way, she picked up the instructions, when you meet the unbelievers, strike the necks. That's from the Quran 47:4. And it says, police report describes footage of a woman slashing Hadley bus passengers' throats by Diane Lederman from the Mass Live May 4th. And she writes, Hadley... After the woman charged with slashing two passengers and the driver of a Pioneer Valley Transit Authority bus was handcuffed and read her rights, she apologized. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me, Brietta Brown said, according to the arrest report. Please apologize to them for me. Will they survive? I hope Allah will forgive me. A Republican is working to find passengers who were on board the bus Wednesday afternoon when two people were slashed by a knife-wielding woman. The arrest report written by Hadley police officer Thomas Chabot also describes surveillance video from the bus, which was heading east on Route 9 when the attack occurred. The video shows Brown sitting calmly after boarding the bus. She was seated on the passenger side of the bus behind the victims, who were sitting together. At no point in time was there any interaction between them prior to the attack, Chabot reported. Brown could be seen on the footage removing the knife from her pocket and unsheathing it. She then grabbed a female by her head and made a left-to-right slice to the victim's neck. She then attacked the male after he stood up, reacting to the assault. She made multiple slashing motions and cut him at least once, according to Chabot's report. The woman, who allegedly slashed two people's throats on a PVTA bus Wednesday, was ordered held without right to bail Thursday, pending a dangerousness hearing. Witnesses told police, with some variance, that Brown looked like she was about to say hi when the two indented victims, when she grabbed each by the head and sliced at their throats. Police said passengers and the bus driver intervened and subdued Brown in the scuffle. As she was being subdued, she also cut the bus driver's hand with the knife as he attempted to control her. The driver suffered chest pains following the incident, and he and other victims were taken to Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton. Afterward, while Brown was in Chabot's cruiser, she began praying to Allah, and after arriving at the station, she continued to pray and would not break her concentration to speak with any officers. Brown would not speak to police during the booking process or acknowledge our presence and would not answer any of our questions and would not stop praying. The officers placed her in a cell until she would comply. Her behavior became more erratic, Chabot wrote. She began to drink toilet water and asked multiple officers to shoot her in the head and referenced herself in the third person. Officers ultimately called the Amherst Fire Department to take her to Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton for a mental evaluation. I would say that a mental evaluation of this is long overdue, really. This was really one of those things that you just really don't want to come up against, but yet, according to the left and the things that they are allowing, things like this happen more and more often in our nation today. And it's really a sad thing when we start looking at what is going on in our nation and what the people who are running the show are doing. You know, right now we have President Trump in the White House, and the left is completely come undone because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle a man who cannot be controlled by the leftists and the Washington machine. And that's exactly what's going on here. We have a man in the White House right now who cannot be controlled by the Washington machine. And the Washington machine does not like this one little bit. They don't like this. And that's the reason why one of the main things that the left has been doing since his being brought into the office of the president is to try to impeach him. Now they're coming out with statements. They're kind of, some of them are realizing they're not doing what the people want. And they've come up with this thing, this new meme saying, oh, we can't go into the midterms letting the American people think that that's what we want, is to impeach a rightfully elected president. Well, sad to say, folks, that is exactly what the left has been doing since day one. They don't like this idea that there is a man in the White House they cannot control. They don't like the idea that the nation is turning against them. And even though they have people on the right who are actually doing everything that they can to help the left in their endeavor, everything when it comes to America and everything that comes to making America great is nothing to the left but being racist, and I'm not sure how they came up with that one. You know, trying to make America great again is not being racist. I have never understood their idea on that one, although they could be going back to like when slaves were owned, which, by the way, happened for a short time in American history, and it was America that pretty much stopped slavery worldwide. But according to the left, that isn't what is really going on, and that isn't what America should be looked at for. America has people who are insane at best in places of power. One of those is John McCain. And Senator John McCain's battle with brain cancer, the 81-year-old reportedly now wants President Donald Trump to stay away from his funeral. Well, you know, I'll stay away from it too. Now, granted, John McCain was a war hero in the Vietnam War, but he has since become a self-righteous supporter of everything that isn't for America. And granted, he was a war hero. Granted, I will probably have people come up to me and tell me, oh, you can't say that about a war hero. Yeah, I can. Being a war hero and what he's doing now are two separate incidences done in the same life, but he has completely gone to the left. He doesn't want America to be great again. He probably holds bad feelings about America because of what happened to him in Vietnam. I don't know. But the only person talking about McCain's funeral right now is McCain. And to have him come up and reportedly say that he doesn't want President Donald Trump to stay, to go to his funeral, is sad to say the least. Especially since John McCain fought for America, and now he's fighting against America because we finally got a president who is fighting for America. We have to realize here, folks, that America is a great country. And because of this, the world watches everything we do. And the left knows this. The left constantly knows that if they can make America look bad in the eyes of anyone, the people watching this country to see what is really going on will see this and come up with a poorer decision of what America is. Then we have little twits like David Piglet down in Florida making all these stupid accusations about what was going on when he wasn't even there in the first place. He didn't show up until after the fact that he heard there was gunfire going on. Then he went to see what was going on. None of the truth of what actually happened came from him. None of the truth of what actually happened came out because of the lamestream lying media. The truth came out because there were people around like Breitbart and Conservative Tribune and Wise Conservatism and Political Pistachio who wrote articles on these things. what actually happened there, who was told not to go in, why they were told not to go in when it was their job to go in. And then Flycatch said, you know, Trump averted the 16-year plan of Obama and Clinton. Yeah, in a big way. Yeah, that was probably one of the most awesome things that I have seen in my life, to tell you the truth. It even rivals when Reagan got elected to president. And the Democrats back then were saying that we had America were stupid to elect him. Well, we're getting the same story from the left now about Trump. And the only thing that Trump did was stop their plan. And Obama's still going to carry out his plan. He's moved into Washington. He's just a few blocks or half a mile away from the White House, the city. It's because he wants to be there so he can affect change in the way that the leftists want if the time comes. And he hopes it does, and he thinks it will. The problem is America is turning away from his way of thinking, thank God. I just hope that we continue to turn away from his way of thinking. I have watched as several elections went to Democrats, which I didn't understand. After everything that the Democrats have done to America over the past couple of years, why were any elected? But every time one gets elected, we get this whole thing of the liberal left saying, oh, we got a blue wave coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. We're going to take out the Republicans, take them out of office. We are going to take back over the Senate. We're going to take back over the White House. And we're going to take back over the Congress or the House. Folks, it would be a sad day in hell when that happens. And I'm sure sooner or later it will happen. Because the American people have such a short memory that they cannot remember what the left is doing to us daily. And the only way that they will remember is it keeps happening. And in the media, you can see it on CNN daily. The media is always talking about how Hillary was completely robbed of the election by the stupidity of the American people. Hillary was completely robbed of the election because the American people didn't know what they were doing. Oh, yes, we did. We knew exactly what we were doing, and we did not want her. And the best thing for America right now would be for the Clintons just to pack up all their crap and move to Siberia. Take up residence there. Hopefully, that could happen, but I kind of doubt it. They are actually, to me, too dumb to realize that the American people don't want them anymore. I'm starting to run out of time for the allotted time that I have on the show today because I had downed it to 1 hour. We're down to about 6 minutes. I've finally got myself a little bit of an air conditioner in here, and it's actually working really good. We're close to 78 degrees today. I bought me one of these little, they're called Arctic Chill. And you can get them at Walmart for like $39, but it's a small evaporative air cooler. And boy, does it work good. It will run for 8 hours on one fill of water. And it does blow out the cool air. So hopefully this summer it won't get too hot in here. And if it does, I can buy me another one because they're not that expensive. I'll get two of them or something and have them sitting right on each side of my desk here. You might hear it in the background. I don't know. I've got it turned on to medium right at the moment, but it's going. Flycatch said they are getting elected because they have changed their platform from socialism to capitalism. This is a facade, but too many are falling for it. And yeah, I totally agree. But you know, people who are falling for it, all they have to do is just look at it for a little while and realize a left socialist doesn't change overnight. And all they're doing is trying to be elected. The problem with that, folks, is they get elected, this country's going to go downhill again quickly, and they will claim the good unemployment numbers Trump has now. If Trump gets beat in the next election and the unemployment numbers are as good as they are now, it will be because of Trump that they are there. It will be because of the next Democrat president, which is a lie. Always has been a lie. Clinton's good unemployment record was not because of Clinton. It was because it was a good president in before him, and the economy was doing good. It just took a while for Clinton to destroy it. And if you look at this, and it's there if you look, at the end of his presidency, the nation was starting to go into a recession, and it was all because of Clinton's ideals and what his plans for this nation were. Look it up. Democrats usually take over in a good economy, but that good economy is not because of them. I'm glad that Flycatch was here today. He gave me a lot of good information, and I will listen to NSM. On BTR and find out, hear that program. That would be probably a pretty good one if he's going to ask me about it. So I will listen to it and see what is going on there. Flycatch, do you know what time that is on or what day it's on? And I don't know any more about that, but we are here at the end of our show now, and as I get going to head out of here, I will keep the chat room open, so in case Flycatch answers that, I can announce it before going off the air, or write it down. I'm glad that everybody was here for the show. I will be back next week, and hopefully next week I'll have all of my stuff that I'm hoping to get sometime this week for my intros and things like that. And if I have all that stuff, I'm going to go back to a two-hour show, and I will stick to that from then on. Hopefully soon we will have more people on Conservative Nation Media, as we are definitely looking for shows. Until next week, and until actually through Monday through Friday, I have my NWCR's audio video site chats on Facebook Live on Monday through Friday, usually around 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. But until next week, I will be back. Good to have you there. He went and gave that www.blogradio.com/church?q=NSM+media+radio+network, and I will check that out. Thanks a lot, and I will see you next week. Until then, God bless America, and we will not be wrong. Have a good day. God bless America.